Kim Gordon and her band Sonic Youth helped shape the sound of underground music in the 1980s. They came up in the experimental New York no-wave scene, which was a rejection of the popular new-wave sound of the time. And for three decades, Sonic Youth was a major force in alternative rock and indie music. Kim Gordon played bass and guitar. She wrote and sang, and she touched on topics that were rare in rock music: violence against women, eating disorders, workplace sexual harassment. Don't touch my breast. I just work at a desk. Don't put me to test. I just do my best. Sonic Youth stopped making music in 2011 when Gordon separated from her husband and bandmate Thurston Moore. This month, Kim Gordon is putting out the first solo album of her career. Some of the sounds are familiar, and in other ways, this is a break from the work she did with Sonic Youth. Like, she relied on a producer for the first time. Justin Raisin has worked with pop acts like Charlie XCX and Sky Ferreira. He once told an interviewer that he tried to manifest a collaboration with Kim Gordon by chanting her name.
Yeah, that's so Justin.
How long were you working together before he confessed that to you?
Pretty immediately.
And did that make you want to work with him more or less?
He's just funny. I kind of already got over being skeptical of him, I suppose.
What made you skeptical? The fact that he's worked with so many big pop stars?
Yeah, just that I associate working with a producer in this way more LA in a way, like building a song or something. I'd never worked with a producer in his collaborative kind of way, and I'm just skeptical of producers, and it comes from years of being a post-punker. In the day, in the sunlight,
dreaming in a tent. You came up in the New York post-punk scene, but now you're living in LA, so I guess it makes sense that you would be banking music in a more LA way, huh?
I guess so. I kind of just looked at it as an experiment. And he made it really fun, and it was almost like a challenge. Like, okay, make a song out of this. No. The wind chimes strike, your dead stare strikes, and the wind chimes strikes, your dead
stare, your dead stare, your dead stare, is like rolling. So, as we mentioned, you were so strongly identified with New York, and now you live in L.A., and so much of this album, from the videos to the subject of the songs, feels very Los Angeles. Can you talk about how making music in L.A. produces something different for you than when you were doing it in New York?
Well, it was just, you know, I was driving around L.A. a lot, as one does here, and I don't know, just kind of observing things and soaking it in and getting ideas for lyrics off signs and sort of collecting kind of materials.
Is there a specific sign you can remember?
Well, one is the one in Get Your Life Back. The end of capitalism. Winners and losers. In Atwater, I was walking down the street and there was one of those plastic sandwich signs with plastic letters, and it said, Get Your Life Back Yoga. And it just struck me as, I mean, anything is really can be branded.
Right. It's not enough to just do yoga. It has to be yoga with the purpose of getting your life back.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just how, like, you know, you see a big logo and a juice place that says be here now. And, you know, I don't know, just kind of taking Eastern philosophy and making a branding taglines out of it. It's kind of funny.
Look, the violence. In that plastic sign, you get your life back. Plastic sign, get your life back, yoga.
You've made art constantly through your whole life, and not all of it has been music. I mean, you at this point are much more often shown in galleries. So when you have an artistic idea, how do you know whether it's going to take shape as a song or is it a different kind of artwork?
I always sort of tried to keep them apart, but I feel like they're merging more together.
In what way?
Like that song Airbnb. I mean, I've been kind of obsessing over looking at Airbnbs online as kind of, I really see them as contemporary landscapes, interior landscapes of how they're, everything sort of matches and the whole image, it just kind of looks like art to me.
Like it's aspirational, you mean, or what?
I don't know, it's kind of sociological.
And
I guess I just kind of am interested in things like that that I use in my art.
Does releasing a solo album at this point in your life, after you've had big success with a band, a successful art career, make it more or less pressure?
Well, I mean, if I'd really thought about it so much, maybe I wouldn't have done it.
Right.
I guess I'm more nervous about it now, just doing it live, I guess.
Because you don't have the band around you?
Yeah, and I've just never, you know, it's just weird putting a band together and working with people who I don't really know.
So many women musicians look up to you. Do you talk to younger artists about their experiences coming up in this industry and how it might differ from yours?
No. I mean, my head is really more in the art world. And I,
right.
You know, when someone says, oh, I was really inspired to take up the bass because of you, I really don't know what to say because, like, I never set out to be a bass player in a band. You know, I was inspired by sort of weird no-wave music, and I felt like that was a little bit more pure than what was going on in the art world in New York. And I just sort of, like a lot of people kind of in this sort of post-punk world, got kind of pulled into playing music. And if I was growing up now, I don't think I would do that.
Kim Gordon, it's been great talking with you, and congratulations on your first solo album after all these years.
Thanks so much.
Wait, there's one question I forgot to ask. As I am about to say the name of the album, I don't know if this is a question you've been asked 1,000 times or never before. Mm-hmm. Is it No Home Record or No Home Record?
Oh, No Home Record.
Okay.
I mean, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Well,
it can also be No Home Record. That's a friend of mine said.
Kim Gordon, her new album is No Home Record. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot. Murder, my heart.